is for us to live and to run and to be big and strong. And I thank you, Father, that you would open our eyes today. We say we're hungry to see, to hear, and to know how to do this, how to live this big, overflowing life. And we thank you that our ears are open and we receive today your word in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you, Father, that you give me words, your word to be anointed, to deposit in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, put your seatbelt on, smile. But today, what the Lord wanted me to share on, and I've tried dodging this, and I usually pass it on to Pastor Sherry, but the Lord said, I want you to teach and share on the Holy Spirit. Share on the Holy Spirit. Because, guys, if you want to do life better than last year, you are going to need to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit, and probably all of us take it to a higher level. So we need the Holy Spirit, and he will help us take us to the higher level. So would you consider asking the Holy Spirit to come in and to develop a relationship higher, all right? Because he is a gentleman. He will not force himself. You have to invite him in, the Holy Spirit. Now, when I say Holy Spirit, matter of fact, I test my parts of my message off with some friends that I have. And I said to this one girl, I said, oh, I'm going to teach on the Holy Spirit. She goes, yes, Pastor D, hallelujah. I've been praying you'd get up there and do that. Okay, so there's probably a group of you that were like, yes, Pastor D, good, I'm ready for the Holy Spirit. And then there might be a few of you that would say, are you kidding me, Pastor D, because that thing scares me. And you know, some people, when you talk about the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit, they go, it scares me, because come on, Pastor D, it says spirit. And some translations say ghost. So listen, that's kind of weird and it's scary. So there might be some of you that say, hey, Pastor D, this stuff, I'm not really sure. It kind of scares me. But listen, this is what you need to know. Jesus said he was promising to give us the Holy Spirit. Jesus promised to give us the Holy Spirit. And then he said, not your mother, not me. He said, you need it. So everybody say, I need the Holy Spirit. Some of you, your lips are sealed. I'm not sure that, Pastor D. Well, just hang on there. So, you know, so when we run into people, because of course it's not us, right, that say, you know, the Holy Spirit's weird, the Holy Spirit, you know, it's probably because we've seen somebody's response to the Holy Spirit, or the Holy Spirit's coming upon them, or they, whatever, and we go, oh man, did you see that guy? Oh, so weird. Raise your hand if you've seen weird. I could probably raise both hands at my feet, okay? But listen, I have seen weird. I have seen people that start shaking. I have seen people plop on the floor. I have seen people do some things, and I'm not saying it was not the Holy Spirit, but let me just set you at ease. Sometimes when people say, oh, the Holy Spirit, you know, I feel the presence of the Holy Spirit, or the Holy Spirit's in me, and what it is actually a learned behavior. Learned behavior. I'll never forget, it was the first time I was at a church that was, woo! And, I mean, no words, okay? And the Holy Spirit was moving, and this little girl, she was 5 years old or 4 years old, and I found out later, she is standing next to her grandma, and grandma is doing this. And the little girl looked up, and she was like, guess what we call that? Learned behavior, okay? Now, I'm not saying it wasn't the Holy Spirit, but just saying, okay? Learned behavior, all righty? So, oh, by the way, let me tell you, learned behavior. If you go to churches down south, which I've been to a couple, all right, they do church different. They do Holy Spirit different than we might do. Listen, you go to some of those churches down south, a lot of those churches down south, back in my day, they hit one key on the organ, and everybody's up dancing. Okay? I'm serious. Just one note on the organ. Now it would be the keyboard. One note on the keyboard. And they're all up dancing. Anybody been to those churches? Okay? Now we live in the Northeast. You probably don't see that a lot, but I have seen it in the Northeast, okay? And then this to this. There are some churches that we would say they're not spirit-filled. They're denominational churches down south. You press that key, guess what? Someone's up doing their dance or running. I have been in church. We've had this at YCF. The running, okay? Larry. Okay. All right. And then I see this dance, and I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. No way. Anybody ever say no way? Okay, so they'll say, people say, oh, that was the Holy Spirit. All right? Now, most of you know, I've shared this many times, I grew up in the Catholic faith. I'm very grateful. Now, in the Catholic faith, you get baptized, then you receive your first Holy Communion, and then confirmation. You know what confirmation is? And I think it's in second grade. Please, you'll have to... I was a kid long time ago in a far, far away place. Okay, confirmation is when you receive the Holy Spirit. So in the Catholic faith, they teach you that you receive the Holy Spirit. So I was like in second grade, and I took my little classes, and they actually lay hands on you, and they pray you to receive the Holy Spirit. Now, and then, so I grew up knowing about the Holy Spirit, and then I knew the Holy Spirit lived up here in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I knew about the Holy Spirit. We do. And you all look, if you've not been raised, you're like, Pastor D, different planet. No, no, no. So I knew about that. We would talk about the Holy Spirit, name of Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. Every meal, name of Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. Now, okay? But here's the thing. You can know about a name, right? You can know about the name. You can know about a personality, a person, okay? And listen, so I knew about the Holy Spirit, but I didn't know him personally. I knew about Jesus, and I knew some Bible stories, but I didn't know him personally until the fall of my senior year, I went to a small group. Yeah, I was, I went to a small group. Some girls dragged me to it, and they took me to this small group, and I received Jesus, and everything changed that day. I prayed a prayer to receive Jesus into my life. Listen, I understood a smidgen, but I knew I was asking him to come into my life, and everything changed. And from there afterwards, I knew that I was open, this is key, open to a relationship of knowing more of Jesus and an open to a relationship with the Holy Spirit. Everybody say Holy Spirit. Yeah, we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit. All right, so the Holy Spirit to some people is weird, odd, mystical. Okay, and what I want to teach today is just to blow that out of the water. I want to clear that up, and how about demystify him? Okay, because people think, oh, he's so weird. It's just so mystical. Oh my gosh, it's wild. No, no, no. I want to share some things, okay? I want to make it clear. I want to clear this up so it is not, all righty? So, number one, some people, not us, right? Some people are confused about the Holy Spirit, and they will say this. Oh, that's the part of God that's weird. That's the part of God that's weird, the Holy Spirit. Listen, that God's not have a part that's weird. God, there's no parts of God that are weird. God is not weird. Everybody say people are weird. Yes, anybody, don't raise your hand if you're one of them, all right? I've been there, right? Okay, but listen, and I don't mean to be mean about this, but listen, God's not weird. He's not weird. Jesus was not weird. Listen, you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and you see Jesus' life. And then you'll read some things, and you'll see some things. And I will say, that's not weird, that's different. I've seen and read about Jesus, and I'm like, that's a little different. Such as the blind guy comes up to Jesus, and he hocks a loogie in the ground, makes mud patties, smushes them on their eyes. Okay, that's not weird because the guy got healed. Okay? So think about it, all right? And if I was the blind guy and Jesus did that, I was like, I'm cool because I can sing. I mean, I can see. I can't sing still. Okay, I can see, all right? So open up your Bibles to Acts chapter 19. Acts chapter 19. All right. Now, before I start reading, but camp out there, we're going to be in a lot of Acts and a lot of Gospel of John. So put your bookmarkers there, get your underliner ready, all right? But Acts chapter 19, before I start there, in the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, you will see the word the Spirit of God, Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost. You'll see that from beginning to the end, you'll see that. And what it means is it translates in the Greek, the breath of God. The breath of God. Now, these guys that the Lord inspired to write, they couldn't think of any other way to say it, so they just wrote the Holy Spirit. But it means the breath of God, okay? Now, in your Bible, from beginning to end, there's over 800 times that you'll see the Spirit of God, the breath of God, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth. Over 800 times, okay? 800 times, all right? As a matter of fact, you know, I used to think, well, that's only in those kind of people's churches, but I'm reading my Bible. It's all over the place, okay? So first and foremost, first foundational that you've got to get so you can desire to receive the Holy Spirit is you have to know the Holy Spirit is not an it. The Holy Spirit is not a thing. He is not, okay? The Holy Spirit is a person. And yet people are like, oh, he's so weird. You just said he. It's so weird. No, he's not weird. He's not an it. He's not a thing. He is a person, all right? He is a person just as much as Jesus is, right? Listen to this. He is a person just as much as God is, though we really don't think of God like that, but he is. So the Holy Spirit is a person. Praise the Lord, he's a person, all right? So here's my question. Have you invited that person to come and be your life every day? Have you invited the Holy Spirit? Have you invited that person to be in your life every day? Don't raise your hand because I'm going to look at you. No. Okay? Okay. Now, here at YCF, we believe that you need to be led by the Spirit, but led by the Holy Spirit. And the Apostle Paul said, those that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. So we believe that. I'm not going to talk about that. But we believe you should be led by the Spirit of God. Why? Well, in case you haven't figured out, it's crazy out there. It not just counting the last 2 years, the world's crazy, all right? And how about we need the Holy Spirit? We need the Holy Spirit more to help lead us and guide us if you want to do life stronger, if you want to run stronger and be stronger, okay? You need the Holy Spirit. I need the Holy Spirit. So, I have people that come up to me all the time, please not right before I preach. But I have this. None of you have ever done this, right? Pastor D, I have a question for you. It's like, just wait on it. But throughout the week, I have people come up and say, Pastor D, what about this? Pastor D, what about this thing? What should I do? What about that? And you know what I like to tell them? I do give them my 2 cents, but I really always end up, be led by the Holy Spirit. Be led by the Holy Spirit. And I like what this one pastor says. The answer to 1,001 questions is be led by the Holy Spirit. Because listen, I am not picking up the phone at 2 o'clock in the morning to answer your phone, your questions, okay? Be led by the Holy Spirit. Who used to leave that was on their answering message? Oh, yes, I did. Yeah, associate pastor we used to have. He'd call up and he goes, go ask the Holy Spirit, okay? So go ask the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Now, I do have to say, you will never have the Holy Spirit ask you to do something that you don't want to do, okay? He will never, better yet, he will never take you down a wrong path. The Holy Spirit won't take you down a wrong path. That's probably better. He'll never ask you to do something that you're sorry you ever did. All right. By the way, I said it again, he's a gentleman. He's a gentleman and he won't force you. He won't twist your arm. But listen, the Holy Spirit is on the earth as a person and he's here to help you. He's here to help you. All right. So I need some help. You need some help. You all at Acts chapter 19. Good. Acts chapter 19, verse 1. Here we go. While Apollos was in Corinth, Paul traveled through the interior regions until he reached Ephesus on the coast, where he found several believers. Actually, a couple translations say 12. So this is what's going on. He's traveling, the Apostle Paul, and he sees and he runs into people that are believers. Oh, they believe in who? Jesus. They're what? Followers. Some translations say they're disciples. So he runs into them and then he asks them this question. Ready? Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? He asked them. Or since you believed? Did you receive the Holy Spirit since you believed? And they answered, no, we've not even heard of it. All right? So, if you're taking notes, the Holy Spirit is received. The Holy Spirit is received, okay? And here's his question. Have you received the Holy Spirit? He's talking to people that know Jesus. Have you received the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit's received, okay? Now, just to clarify, in case you've just got some wrong thinking going on, the day you received Jesus, you asked him to come into your life. Anybody remember doing that? I know exactly where I was. I remember the day, okay? The Holy Spirit, you've asked Jesus to come into your life. The Holy Spirit comes in at that point, and he brings new life. 2 Corinthians 5:17, you're a new creature in Christ Jesus, okay? So you invite Jesus in, but it's the Holy Spirit that comes in and brings new life to you. Say, I got new life. Yeah, I got new life. Hallelujah, okay? And guess what? Now he, the Holy Spirit, lives inside of you, okay? He lives inside of you, okay? Now, back to what we just read. Those guys that Paul ran into, that he asked that question, the weird question, wait a minute, they were believers. So they had asked Jesus into their life. They had the Holy Spirit living in them, but he asked them that question. He asked them the question, but wait a minute, the Holy Spirit's in them. Okay, because they've asked Jesus, and he asked them the question, have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed, okay? So there's a difference when you ask Jesus into your life. We call it being saved or being born again, and the Holy Spirit comes in. There's a difference to then when the Holy Spirit fills you. When the Bible talks about being baptized in the Holy Spirit or the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Everybody ever hear those terms before? All right? So there's a difference, and the Bible teaches us that, okay? Now, talk about get an argument and a fight going in churches. This topic will do this, okay? But listen, we don't fight about that here at YCF. Just telling you, you're not fighting here today. Because when we established our church, we said the Holy Spirit is the most important person that you need to receive after you receive Jesus. Case closed. We don't argue about it here, all right? So, question I'm asking everybody, have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed in Jesus? Look at your neighbor and ask them a question. Look at your other neighbor and ask them a question. If you don't want to ask, that's fine. Just put on a fake smile, okay? Praise God. Have you received the Holy Spirit since you came to YCF? Have you received the Holy Spirit since you raised your hand and said, Jesus, come into my life? And he came into your life. He made you a new creature, put new life inside of you. Have you received the Holy Spirit since then? All right? Have you received the Holy Spirit since then? Okay, we can all go home. No, I'm just getting warmed up. Okay? That's the question. All right? That's the question. And so, So have you received the Holy Spirit, the infilling of the Holy Spirit, being baptized, being filled with the Holy Spirit since you believed in Jesus? All right. So now, just so you chill, you are no less a person if you have not received the infilling, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. God doesn't go, oh, you're second class. Oh, man, they're just slime balls. He doesn't do that, all right? And as a matter of fact, I heard this one time. They didn't know I was listening to them. I was kind of eavesdropping. And this person was asking somebody, had you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? And the young lady says, no, I haven't. What is it? Okay, and then this lady commented to her. He says, well, you know, when the rapture comes, you're not going up because you won't have enough gas. You didn't get the Holy Spirit. I'm like, what kind of cockamamie stuff is that? People say silly things, right? Okay, Lord have mercy, okay? But listen, you are guaranteed to leave this planet and to spend eternity in heaven if you have received Jesus as your Savior. Period. Okay? Alrighty? So, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the infilling of the Holy Spirit, all those words, okay? That they help you live on this planet better. But it won't get you to heaven. Okay? That's not what gets you to heaven. Jesus, a personal relationship, asking, that's what gets you to heaven. And by the way, it's a full package. This is what Jesus comes up here. I got a full package. And I'll get into that. I'm getting ahead of myself. All right. So Paul asked the question. I'm asked the question, have you received Jesus, the Holy Spirit since you believe? Have you received the Holy Spirit? All right. Does he now come in and has he filled your life? Question we're asking. All right. Now, turn over to John chapter 14. John chapter 14, verse 15. The Gospel of John, chapters 14, 15, and 16, this is Jesus. It's what we call the Last Supper. This is Jesus and his disciples, the guys that he's done life with for 3.5 years, and he's having a conversation with them. He's having a conversation with them, and he's telling them, I'm leaving, and you need the Holy Spirit. This is what goes on in chapter 14, 15, and 16, and he starts explaining the Holy Spirit, Okay, let's read that. Okay, wait a minute. Lost my place. Let me back up. John chapter 14, we're going to hop down to verse 15. But John chapter 14, verse 1, this is where Jesus says, don't let your heart be troubled. I'm going to leave. I'm going to my Father to prepare a house for you. And then you can go there, all right? And I actually use those scriptures a lot of times to comfort people during a funeral, all righty? So that's the good news. This is what Jesus was dishing out. He was dishing out good news. He is the good news, and he's dishing out good news all the time. And he was saying, hey, listen, I'm going to leave, but I'm going to prepare a place for you in heaven. So if you've lost somebody, the good news is if they've received Jesus, guess where they are? They already got their place in heaven. I like the mansion version. I mean, like the version that says, as a mansion. I don't want a tent. I'm going for a mansion with a house cleaner. Yeah. Okay. So if they have received Jesus, they're already there. If you have received Jesus, you're going to see them. You'll go there someday. Amen. Okay. Oh, praise the Lord. Just off course a little bit here. So I think about that, and I want to spend eternity in heaven, and I love reading snippets about heaven and people that write stuff like that. I do, but you know what? I would like to live on this planet with heaven on earth. While I'm on this earth, the Bible says I can have heaven on earth as pertaining to the Holy Spirit. He will help you live with heaven on earth, okay? So we can live strong, run strong, and go strong. Amen? So I like what one minister said. You can jot this down. He said, Jesus is God's gift to the world. Amen? John 3:16, for God so loved the that he gave his only begotten son, whoever should believe in him, not perish, and have eternal life. Okay, so Jesus is God's gift to the world, but the Holy Spirit is the gift to the church. Okay, the day you receive Jesus, you're called the body of Christ or the church. Raise your hand, you're the church. Okay, this is not talking about a building. Anybody who's received Jesus, you are now called the church. All right, so the Holy Spirit's the gift to the church, all right? So Jesus is the gift to the world, and that's why our vision is to gather, grow, and go, and we go to those who are far from the Lord. We go tell people about Jesus, and that's called the good news, okay? And we don't go and come up to somebody and say, you're going to hell, you dirty, slimy sinner. That is not our job. That's not your job to do that, okay? Your job is to give them the good news. What's the good news? Jesus. And the good news goes like this. God loves you with an intense love, and he actually proved his love, but he loves you with an intense love no matter what you've done. That's what we're to do, all right? Now, of course the world is doing some wrong things. The Bible calls it sins, okay? But my job is not to say, you're a slimy sinner, okay? My job and your job is to tell them, there is someone who loves them. It's Father God, and he has sent his son to die for them so that, ta-da, all right? So, y'all get it? Amen, Pastor D. Keep moving. All right. So, thank God that Jesus is the gift to the world, but the Holy Spirit is the gift within the church. The Holy Spirit is the gift within the church, okay? So, and what he wants to do is to lead you every day, guide you every day, help you every day, and a whole bunch of more things. That's the gift for us, all right? That's the gift for us. Now, more than anything else, he wants to lead you and guide you, but he wants you to stay filled. And we sang a song. Oh, my gosh. I was like, right on, song that goes with the message here, okay? So he wants you to stay filled. Stay filled. And we're going to touch a little bit on that. But listen, you're living. Y'all got breath going on. You are living. You are living on this planet. You are living in this culture. And it's bananas out there. Okay. And the more you live on, you know, just watching the news and listening to things that the world says, what happens is it kind of shoots holes in you. And you need to keep being filled. Keep being filled. The Greek says, be being filled. Be being filled. So it's a continual thing, all right? So yesterday, you probably have done this, but yesterday I had to go to the gas station. You know why? I was cruising empty, okay? I was on empty. And has this ever happened? This happened to me. Get a phone call. My teen driver that just got their driver's license, they drove to school. We get a phone call. Dad, the car's not starting. The car broke down. So we drive down there. No, honey, no gas. You got to put gas in there, all right? Yeah, it wasn't this one, yeah. It was joy, Jesus. All right. So, you know, a mama says you need to look at that gauge. You know, when it gets close to E, you got to put gas in it. It's the same thing for believers, all right? You have to keep being refilled up. I would love to not have to, but I have to. I need help. And the Holy Spirit says, be being filled again. All right? So it's not a one-time deal. All righty? Now, moving on. John chapter 14, verse 15. I'm finally going to read this. John chapter 14, verse 15. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. Jesus is so sweet. He doesn't dish out 10 commandments and then 600 rules like the law. Jesus makes it really simple. He gives two commandments. Ready? Love God and love everybody else. Okay? Love God with your whole heart, your whole soul, your whole mind, and love one another. Love one another. Cracks me up every time I read my Bible. It's written there a zillion billion times because we need to love one another, okay? So love one another, love one another, love one another, no matter what color skin they are, no matter where, how different they look, we are to love one another. Jesus says you are to love one another, and he calls it a command. So it's, I got to love you because Jesus commanded me to do it. No, that is the wrong way. That's not what he's talking about. The Bible says that the love of God, when you received him, when you received Jesus, the love of God has been shed, put inside your hearts by the Holy Spirit so you can love one another. Amen. I have to say that a lot some days. Okay. All right, moving along. I am loving one another, loving. Verse 16, and I will ask, this is Jesus talking, all right? Okay, if Jesus said it, it's good as gold, ready? And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper. Okay, some translations say comforter, and we'll get into more about that in a minute. And then it says to be with you forever. How long is forever? He's with y'all forever. Amen? Okay? Even the Spirit of Truth, talking about the Holy Spirit, whom the world cannot receive, okay? They can't receive until they receive Jesus. You got to receive Jesus, and the Holy Spirit slides in there, okay? So they have to receive Jesus because they neither see him nor know him. But here we go. You know him, for he dwells within you and will be within you. You notice Jesus is talking about not an it. It's a him. He's talking about the person of the Holy Spirit, all right? Okay, so he will be within you. Amen, all right? Now, so again, this is Jesus. He's talking to his disciples. He's ready to go die on the cross, and then he's going to go to hell, and then he's going to be raised, and he's going to be up in heaven. And now these guys don't get all this because Jesus hadn't done that, and he's trying to tell them, and they're just really having a hard time. And he says, verse 18, let me jump down to there. I will not leave you as orphans. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Okay, in the Greek, it means I will not leave you comfortless or alone. I will not leave you comfortless or alone. Now, wait a minute. Jesus is over here with the gang, right here. And then he decides to go over here to another town, but they're over there. So they're alone. Jesus isn't with them until the Holy Spirit. Guys, we are living in the greatest time ever. We have the Holy Spirit. He says, I will not leave you alone. I will not abandon you. I will be with you forever. I will be your comforter. I will be your helper and a whole bunch of other things, which I'll get into in a minute. Okay, so Do not let me hear you say, Pastor D, I'm so lonely. No, you're not. Who's with you? The Holy Spirit. Okay, just warning you, all right? Praise the Lord. All right, so he says, I'm going to give you another helper, and another means another of the same kind. How about this? A duplicate. Jesus is going to give the Holy Spirit, who's a duplicate of him. All right, I like that. I like that. And by the way, I need him bad. I need the Holy Spirit. I need the Holy Spirit. I need him bad. So every time I read my Bible, especially the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and I read all the things that Jesus did, raised some guy from the dead, healed some lady with his back, and this and that. And then Jesus says, the works that I did, you're going to do and greater. And you know why? Because he's leaving you with the Holy Spirit, so you can do this. Now, I can't do this stuff by myself. I have tried, abracadabra doesn't work. But listen, go seek in the Holy Spirit, and the power of the Holy Spirit, and the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and we will do greater works. Amen. But you need to receive the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? All right. Jump down to verse 25. So, we're in John chapter 14, verse 25. This is Jesus talking again. I have told you these things while I'm still with you. All right? The Comforter, and this is the Amplified, so it explains what that means. The Comforter, the Counselor, the Helper, the Intercessor, the Advocate, the Strengthener, the Standby, the Holy Spirit, who the Father will send in my name, in my place, to represent me and act on my behalf. He will teach you all things. He will cause you to recall, will remind you of what and bring to remembrance everything I have told you. I put this to the test all the time. A lot of times on a Sunday morning, you don't hear me going, oh God, I forgot what I was going to say. Holy Spirit, thank you. Just tell me what's going on, okay? I don't say it publicly, but Holy Spirit, and he does, all right? Now, how many of you read your Bible today? You can lie, raise your hand anyway. Okay, read. Okay, so reading your Bible daily, you know what that does? Makes you happy. No, reading your Bible daily. Sunday, I can say, is a day off, but really, because, you know, Pastor D's preaching. But listen, reading your Bible daily, it starts depositing the Word of God inside you. The Word gets deposited in you. And then, because I'm daily doing it. And then I run into some situation, and I'm like, oh, the Holy Spirit just brings that scripture up. It's the answer. It's the encouragement. It's the strength to do what I need to do, okay? So I am daily putting these scriptures into my life so the Holy Spirit can remind me. He can pull them up. But you don't put anything in, he's not got anything to pull out. So daily, we're doing this. We're doing this, all right? Depositing the Word. Now, I have people tell me all the time, not looking at anybody this morning, Pastor D, I don't like to read. Okay, raise your hand if you're 40 and under. This isn't a trick. Okay, anybody over that, look at them. Raise your hand really high, 40 and under. Go, keep them up. You're 40 and away. Okay, you're over the hill. Those people will tell you how, because I had to ask them, how to put the Bible app on your phone. Okay. I had to ask one of those. Put the Bible app on your phone, okay? And it'll read them out loud. Back in the day, I used to have to carry my tape player and my CD player. Don't make fun. I still have both of those, okay? But nowadays, get your phone, install the app, the YouTube app, Bible app, whatever. You'll tell them what to do. You'll tell them what to do, okay? And then, so I don't want to hear. I don't like to read. So you can put it on and you can listen to it all the time. Plug in at listen time. And then you want to do better than that? Read it while it's talking. Okay? It's really good stuff. Okay. Because why? It is depositing the Word inside of you. Then the Holy Spirit can bring it up when you need it or when you need to give it to somebody else. Amen. Good preaching, Pastor D. So let's talk about the Comforter. The Holy Spirit's the Comforter. Okay, the Amplified did a great job. That word Comforter, I'm going to impress you with my Greek, probably say it wrong, is Parakletos. The word is Parakletos, and it means one called alongside to help. One who is an aid to stand beside you, okay? So listen, when I get up here on Sunday morning, I am so grateful standing right beside me is the Holy Spirit. I've asked him, I've received him, I ask him to come in all the time. But you know what I like about it? He's helping me. He's aiding me to do and say what I say. Praise the Lord, all right? Parakletos. So in the Gospels of John, chapter 14, 15, 16, you'll see this parakletos word, the comforter, and Jesus is throwing it out there all the time, all right? And he says, he is the comforter. He is the standby, all right? So I'm going to read that again. You should write these down or go get an Amplified Bible. It says, describes the Holy Spirit, comforter, counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, and standby. Have you ever gone through some really tough times? I don't know what planet you're living on if you don't raise your hand, okay? I have, and I asked the comforter to come in. I have watched the comforter move so gloriously and powerfully, especially this year, last year and a half, where so many people I know have passed away, and the comforter comes in and helps them and comforts them in that situation just beautifully, okay? So he's not just the comforter. He's the standby, right? He's the strengthener. He's the counselor. I guarantee if you ever say, Pastor D, can I have a meeting with you? I need to ask you some things. I need some counsel. This is how I always start. Father God, I thank you for this day. I welcome you, Holy. I pray in the name of Jesus, and I welcome the counselor, because he's got a doctorate and a master's and all that great stuff, and I sure don't. And I welcome the Holy Spirit, the counselor, to come in. And he does. And his wisdom is amazing, all right? So we've got him as the counselor, the standby, the strengthener, the counselor, what I said, that intercessor, all those things. All right. Praise the Lord. Turn over to John chapter 16. I told you we're camping in John, all right? John chapter 16. This is Jesus again, same story, just a different saying here. There's so much I want to tell you guys, but I can't. You can't bear it, because Jesus hadn't died. He hadn't risen from the dead in the Holy Spirit. But we can, because we've already got this, okay? He said this, when the Spirit of Truth, another name for the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth, comes, he, talking about a person, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own, but tell you what he has heard. He will tell you about the future. He will bring me glory by telling you whatever he has received from me. You know, when I read that, you know what that tells me? The Holy Spirit didn't go rogue. He's not out doing his own thing. You know some people that go out and do their own thing. Oh my gosh. Then they call me up later. Pastor D, it's a mess, okay? The Holy Spirit didn't do that, right? He didn't do that, all right? And okay, give me an example. Honest, I've heard people say this. A gentleman came up to me one time, long, long time ago, he's not here today, and he says, Pastor D, the Holy Spirit told me that I should divorce my wife and marry that lady over there. That lady over there is married, okay? But and he said, he's looking at me, Holy Spirit told me. Anybody ever hear stuff like that? Jeez, all right. Okay, the Holy Spirit will never do that. You know why? The Holy Spirit is always in agreement with the Word of God. Always, 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 okay? They're in agreement, and he does not go outside of the Word of God. So when people say that, I just go tell you, I was like, well, show me some scriptures. I'll tell them. They tell me some of that. And sometimes it's sort of in between all that, okay? But listen, this is what you tell the guy. Excuse me? this is what the Holy Spirit will tell you. Love your wife. Then the Holy Spirit will jump them over to Ephesians, where it says, love your wife like Christ loved the church, okay? That's the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good preaching. Okay, don't be weird. Jeez Louise. Okay. So let me give you some things that Jesus says about the Holy Spirit. Jesus was the first one to introduce the Holy Spirit. If you want, they're going to pop them up. Jesus says this about the Holy Spirit. He'll teach you all things. He'll bring things to your remembrance. All right? Praise God. I'm so glad. He will guide you into truth. He's the master teacher, right? He'll open up the word. He'll unfold the future. Okay? Not weird. How many of you like that? I like that. He'll show you the future, all right? How would you like to know what's going to happen tomorrow? That would be cool, all right? But he's not weird when he does it. I remember this testimony. It's a gentleman that headed up a ministry, and he's just doing his prayer time, reading his Bible, fellowshipping with the Lord and the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit says, in the next 2 years, there's going to be a blank, blank with the economy, okay? Go down the toilet. He says, you need to prepare for it. So what they did is started trimming down the fat in the ministry. Okay, so he'll tell you the future. This other minister also said the Lord always told him when, now you talk about hanging out with the Holy Spirit, told him when family members were going to pass. And he said, I always made sure, I didn't come up to him, the Lord told me you're dying next year. No, don't be weird, okay? But what he did is he took that and he made sure he was on their tail, okay? And every one of them received Jesus. And some of them, the reason why they were on their way to dying is because they had not known the Lord and living a horrible life and doing crazy things. And they received the Lord, didn't die till a ripe old age, okay? Others, they were solid in their faith, okay? So I like that, the future. Holy Spirit's not weird, all right? But don't go, Holy Spirit, I need to know everything for tomorrow. Just read your Bibles, okay? All right. Last one, he will always glorify Jesus. Praise the Lord. Okay. Because the Holy Spirit is so valuable, Jesus said, hey, I'm leaving. You need the Holy Spirit. Everybody point to someone and say, you need the Holy Spirit. Yeah, you need the Holy Spirit, okay? I need the Holy Spirit. Why? Because without the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the infilling of the Holy Spirit, the overflowing of the Holy Spirit, you're just doing life alone by yourself, okay? You're just doing it by yourself, and it's hard. It's hard. Jeez Louise. Okay, are we at John chapter 4? Turn to John chapter 4, verse 14. I'm going to start wrapping up. Praise the Lord. Whoever drinks, this is Jesus again, whoever drinks of the water that I shall give them, he shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give, excuse me, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will be in him a well of water springing up to everlasting life. If you're taking notes, write down, you have a well inside of you. Well, well, well. Praise the Lord. So what's a well? All right, so this story is actually when Jesus goes, he's hanging out with his disciple, they've been traveling, and they run up to, they encounter a well, and there's a lady at the well, what do they normally do is they stick their bucket in the well, hopefully they have a rope, pull it back up, and then you've got water there. And he says to the lady, hey, there is a well that can be inside of you. There's a well that can be inside of you, okay? Live inside of you. This past year, I don't know how many people have said this to me. Oh, Pastor D, my well's gone dry. So dry. No. The well that Jesus is talking about, guess who fills that well? He does, all right? Not you, all right? He supplies the water in the well. So you know what I always say? Oh, you're not reading your Bible. I can tell. You just said something, okay? Okay. Praise the Lord. No one's going to ever talk to me again, I can tell. All right, so, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up to everlasting life. So a well. Jesus doesn't stop there. If you're taking notes, write this down. Then he says, you will have rivers that flow out of you. Rivers. Okay, I like rivers. All right, turn over to John chapter 7. So, there's a well. This is what I want you to understand more clearly than ever before. If you've received Jesus, you have a well that's inside of you, okay? Some days you may not feel like you got a well, but you got a well, all right? And the Bible says the well's on inside of you. But listen to verse 38. Listen to this. Anyone who believes in me may come and drink, for the scripture declares rivers of living water will flow from his heart. All right? Praise the Lord. When he said living waters, he was speaking of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of truth. He's talking about him who would be given to everyone believing in him. But the Spirit had not yet been given because Jesus had not yet entered into glory. All right. So if you're taking notes, wells are for my benefit. Drink from the well, baby. Wells are for my benefit, right? Rivers are for the people around you. Okay, okay. So rivers, an example. Okay, you're at the office, and this person walks in, and you could just tell, man, they are struggling today. They're hurting. And rivers is when you go, Lord, what is it inside of me that I can give to them? to them, give, okay? That's rivers, it's flowing out, okay? So a well is for you, okay? The well is what sustains you, okay? Alrighty, but rivers is what we flows out of us, coffee time, flows out of us to people in need, all right? Flows out of us, alrighty? So, don't be weird. The Holy Spirit is just, you know, I see somebody walk in, I can just tell they're just really struggling. I see you're struggling. I'm going to walk up. I have a word. Look at me. I have a word. Don't do that. Ushers will take you down. Listen, the Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit, the river inside of you, brings it to your attention. This person is hurting, okay? And maybe all they need is, hey, I just want you to know that God loves you. His love has never ceased, and he's got better things coming, and do not be discouraged. Just a word of encouragement. That's called a river coming out of you. You don't have to be weird. So everybody, don't be weird. Amen. It's easy. Okay. Two more scriptures, maybe three, right? Luke chapter 24. I'm wrapping up. This is the bow on the box with the bell. Ready? Luke 24, verse 49. Luke 24, verse 49. Jesus says this. Listen to this. Listen carefully. I'm sending the promise of my Father. I make promises. I don't really keep them. Sherry will tell you. Ma, you promise. Okay, but the Father made a promise, okay? I'm sending the promise of my Father, the Holy Spirit, upon you. Did you see that? This is different. This is different than inside of you. This is upon you, okay? And you are to remain, stay right where you are in the city of Jerusalem until you are fully clothed with power from on high. The word power is dunamis. It's like where we get dynamite, explosive power. He was telling them, y'all stay until you get clothed with this power because you're going to need this power. You need this power. I need this power. Amen? All right. Now, hop over to Acts chapter 1, and then we're going to go to Acts chapter 2. And then we're wrapping up, okay? Acts chapter 1, verse 4. Being together and eating with them, he commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for what the Father had promised, of which he said, you have heard me speak of. Who? The Holy Spirit. Jesus has been telling about the Holy Spirit, the comforter, the advocate, the standby, the intercessor, okay? He says, go wait. And just because of lack of time, jump down to verse 8. But you will receive, the Holy Spirit's received, you will receive what? Power and ability when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. You will be my witnesses. This is why we need the Holy Spirit. So we can be a light. Let our light shine and be a witness, okay? You will be my witnesses to tell people about me, both in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria, even to the ends of the earth, okay? So there's a difference. The Holy Spirit in you, that's the salvation. The Holy Spirit upon you, that's when you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, the infilling of the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Y'all got it? Say yes, Pastor D, keep moving, okay? I will. All right, last scripture. Turn over to Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. I'm not going to read the first one. So this Acts chapter 2, this is the day of Pentecost, all right? Jesus has already died. He actually hung out with them for a while, okay, and then he went to heaven, and then they're waiting. They are waiting with expectation. They are expecting to receive, okay? So they're all waiting. They're all in one accord. They're all in the upper room, 120 of them, and they are expecting, all right? If I told you, I have a birthday present for you. Would you walk out of here? No, you are expecting your birthday present, right? Okay, they are waiting. They are expecting the gift. Jump down to verse 4. And then they were all filled, that is, diffused throughout their being with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues. All right? This is where most people say, Pastor D, don't talk no more about this. You're going to do that T word, tongues. Yes, I am. Okay? They were all filled and diffused throughout their being with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues, different languages, okay? All right? And this is the next goofy part that people get into. Not us, but anyway. People say, okay, the Holy Spirit's going to take over me. The Holy Spirit's going to make my tongue move. No. Everybody say no. No. He fills, you speak. He gives you utterance. You speak. Your tongue. I'm not reaching in there and moving your tongue. That's disgusting. Okay? That's and it'll you'll hear words, okay? And your tongue needs to move, right? He fills, you speak. So, in closing, I want to encourage you. If you'd like to know more, I'm going to have my, what do you call it? Altar ministers. I'm looking right at them. Come on up front. They have stuff here. I'm going to have altar ministers up here. And if you'd like to come up and say, hey, I just want to know some more, they have a couple little mini books for you. All right? Come on up. Come on up. Angie, come on. Come on. Come be with me. I'm not alone. Come on. All right? So if you want to know more, we're going to give them to you for free. Okay? If you run out, I'm going to steal them from the bookstore, okay? If you want to know more about the Holy Spirit, because listen, I touched on big nuggets, but there's more. Okay, and maybe you're here, and you say, Pastor Dee, ready, 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 come on up. We'll pray with you, all right? We will pray with you. Nothing weird. We don't do weird here, okay? We're not going to do weird, okay? And one of the team members will talk to you and pray with you, okay? But I want you to know, we are ready. We are ready. If you're ready. We're ready if you're ready. So I just want to pray over you. And then if you'd like to come up to receive the Holy Spirit or just to get some material, we got it, okay? But more importantly, the first thing is you have to have received Jesus into your life. So if you're here and you've never asked Jesus to be the Lord and Savior of life, he will come in and the Holy Spirit will come in too. Okay, and then you're ready for the Holy Spirit. And you can do the package deal today. Get both of them. It's so wonderful, okay? But I just want to pray, Father God, if there's anybody here who has never asked, Lord, you said if you would ask, you'd fill them. If you call on your name, you would come into their life. So if you're here today, just simply say, Lord Jesus, I want you. I want all of you in my life. I know I need a Savior, and I'm asking you to come into my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Real simple, but if you prayed that prayer, you're now a child of God. You've got the Holy Spirit in you, but it's time to get filled because it's needed, amen? All right, let's stand up. Father, again, if you'd like to come up, we would love to just talk to you, all right? Father, I thank you that your word and your commands are good. And I thank you, we are the head and not the tail. We are blessed going in and blessed going out. I thank you, Father, we are sent ones to go and tell a world that's far from you that they need you, Lord Jesus. So I send you forth in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right.